Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have... Her name is Cindy Leia Pincher, or just Cindy Lee. I recently worked with her on a YouTube video that we hope is going to go viral. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. TeamRiley.com, TeamRiley, is the only place you need to go if you're looking for a real estate agent, if you're buying or selling real estate anywhere nationwide in the United States. And if you live in Los Angeles, TeamRiley.com, I would love to have your listing. Have a beautiful listing coming up next month, 3-bedroom, 2-bath condo in Culver City. Also, if you know someone who's buying or selling, just give us that referral. And once escrow closes, you can stay at my cabin up in Big Bear for up to 1 week. 10% of all proceeds goes to the Actors Fund. Now, Cindy, she is an actress. She does voiceovers. She's a model. She does stunts. So why don't we just get Cindy on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. So, hey, so you and I recently worked on a YouTube video that we hope is going to go viral. We'll talk more about that later. So, but I wanted to ask you, was that high school is when you started getting into the acting, maybe doing theater, or was it like much before that?
A little bit of both, if that makes sense. I would sneak around a lot in middle school because my mom didn't let me pursue acting. I would sneak around a lot. And then when high school came around, I got the opportunity to do theater classes and I just took advantage.
Right.
But I still stuck around for gigs, you know?
I know, that's kind of cool because it seems like your parents have control of your life. Same thing. I was like, I'm going to move to Hollywood. I'm going to become an actor. And then in Texas, I always tell people I went to the border and they said, hey, have you been married, divorced, and had 2 kids yet? I said, no. They go, well, we can't let you out.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like I never had control of my life until after I actually did get married and had the 2 kids.
Right.
I moved to Hollywood. I'm like, okay, I'm in control now. Time goes by fast. What was your first acting gigs? I think on your internet movie database page, I saw you like in a cop outfit. It says LVPD. Was that?
Yes.
CSI Vegas?
That was CSI Vegas, yes, on CBS. And that was in May of 2021. That was what really jump started my acting career. And not just that, after the pandemic, because everybody was at home and we weren't really working towards our dreams during that time. Thank God CSI Vegas like lit a fire in me, because I don't think I was going to pursue it at all if I didn't get that call.
Wow. So now is your life set up where you can actually pursue this full time now?
Yeah, I quit nursing. Yeah, I'm just doing it. Some days I make the big bucks, some days I don't, but I just got to keep believing that big things are coming. And I think they are, especially since I met you and all the other people I've met. I feel this is the right step.
Yeah, it's almost like a football team when you get the momentum. You got to keep going while you have that momentum because it's not going to last forever. There's going to be something that kind of stops it. So, but if you get so far ahead now, just run for the goal line, then when that happens, you're like, you know, I can relax for a few weeks, few months, maybe even a year, but still, that's great.
Yeah, and like after the first touchdown, I'm like, okay, I was lucky. Second touchdown, okay. Maybe I am lucky. Third touchdown, okay, maybe this is for me. You know?
Yeah, that's right. You can spike the ball pretty soon. Hey, speaking of running, didn't you take track? Like you did the 100, 200?
Yes, I did track. Oh, don't even remind me. I got to get back into running.
Hey, that's okay. The weather's been beautiful this week. You should be out running.
My friend made a joke yesterday because you're always on Instagram. You're like, oh my God, look at these beautiful people. And they're runners. That's how they get that body. So I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I want a runner's body, but I don't run.
I know. That's the thing. I live here in Santa Monica and they start running here at 6-7. They run all day long. I've been here like, it's not quite a year yet, but I'm like, when am I going to get around to
right.
the running? Because the Santa Monica stairs are right there. I did go yesterday
right.
and I think I will take a little walk today because the weather's so great.
I live right next to Echo Park and everyone's just so beautiful there running, looking like majestic unicorns.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I think I just got to go for it. I think I just got to make the first run and then just tell my feet to keep going.
You're Asian American, so you're Vietnamese, correct?
Yes.
Just looking at your photos, though, it seems like you can play like so many other things. You know, like you can play American. Of course, you can do Asian. I mean, you can do Latin. You can do Muslim. I mean, is that true? Have you ever played any other parts like that?
I've played Middle Eastern once, mostly
okay.
Asian, but not Vietnamese. More Vietnamese roles are coming
mm-hmm.
out, but originally it
right.
was always just Asian, Chinese, or Korean. And I played American a lot because, you know, American is
yeah.
many ethnicities.
No, I'd like to see you like in a Latin role where you get that little accent, you know, and you start like becoming like a full Latino and start doing your
I
thing.
Know.
That'd be funny.
And then
That'd
when I dye my hair blonde, people love it. They're like, oh my God, you're so... They call me Hispanic. I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm just here for the script.
That's funny. Now, I think it's on your Instagram too, but I think you were like in a bluish purple dress. It was like a Getty image from the Hollywood Real Independent Film Festival. Were you in a film that was there, or were you just attending the event?
Yes, my husband. That was our first date, and I needed a date for my first red carpet event. And it was for, I was a background on a film called Grit, where it's about a woman, you know, trying to get pregnant, and it's really difficult for her. So it was that. I was a background on an all-woman set. It was really cool at that time. That was never heard of.
Right. Did you see yourself when you went to the screening?
I did.
Did you see your character?
I did. I look really different now, though. At that time, I had pixie hair, and I look really different.
Because I recently went to one. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I shot a gun, had some lines, and then they kept my line, but they just showed the back of my head. They didn't even show my face. I was like, I grew a whole beard for that?
Yeah. Oh my God, that happens a lot.
Have you ever thought about, or have you done stand-up comedy?
I have done stand-up comedy. I did it once. I've been so busy to get back on stage, but I'm eager. And I did it once, and I apparently, keep in mind, I blacked out. When I got on stage, my mouth kept moving. I didn't know what I said. I'm dead serious. I didn't know what I said.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody was laughing and clapping, and there's videos of it, but I'm telling you, I blacked out. Yeah.
Well, speaking of your husband, so a lot of relationships, a lot of people, just like you said, your parents, I don't want you in that business. And I was in a marriage too, was the same thing. She did not care for that at all. Wonderful person. I mean, she's my best friend. We're not married anymore, but she is amazing, but she wasn't supportive of my career. How's your husband? Is he supportive of what you do?
He is. And like, I know you told me on set how, you know, she's so supportive of you now, and that's where he's at, you know. He wasn't supportive at first because, let's be honest, it doesn't pay the bills. If you're lucky, it does. And if you work hard, it does. But we're at a point where he's so good in his career at such a good age. And he's like, do what you want to do. I'll pay the bills. And I make it work. Like, you give me $40, I'll make that work for groceries for 2 weeks. So we make it work.
Wow, that's great.
That's all I can say.
No, but it's good because, you know, acting isn't like every single day. I mean, how often are you? I mean, yeah, you do a lot of self-tapes, but, you know, it's a lot of no's. Because everybody, to get one position, there's like, you know, minimum 500 people submitting for it, if not more.
Minimum, I think.
So if you get anything,
700.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You know, recently I like lost this big deal. I can't talk about much, like the names of everyone, but I lost this big deal, and we're talking like 7 figures the first check.
Wow.
It really hurt me when I lost it, but then I had good friends, and I realized, like, you know, you win some, you lose some, but you got these people. Ain't so bad. I think it still hurts me to talk about it because, like, the situation was so crazy, but it's Hollywood, you know? People are sensitive. People are not into real stuff. But it's a tough industry. It's a lot of people pleasing.
It is.
Without being fake. It's a lot of, like, you can't believe people's words. Especially, I think the bigger the suit, the bigger the check, the bigger the lie.
On one of your Instagram pictures, there's something there that have white and clear pieces. What is that? Is that a game that you play or decorations?
Yeah, it's a chess game. I was on set for bookings.com. We were on set for a long time, and then they just sat me in front of a chessboard, and they sat this other guy in front of a chessboard. And I was like, hey, like, you want to play? And then he actually was really good at it. He taught me. And yeah, like, ever since then, I kind of fell in love with it. My husband has always been trying to teach me. But here's the thing. I always thought I was dumb. I was like, I can't do it. And that's the problem with what a lot of people told me in the past. It's not that. It's that I was so overwhelmed with what I was holding at that time that I couldn't learn basic stuff like chess. But now that I'm more happy with my life and I can have space to accept more things, chess just kind of came easy at that moment.
Wow. You and I work together on, how would you describe it?
I loved it. It was like, you were so great. Honestly, you were so patient because I remember, I think it's like second time we rehearsed, you scared me and you were so good and so passionate about your lines. I was like, oh my God, I forgot mine. Because you're just so good into it. And I hadn't been with anyone so passionate. Like, I've been through theater school, I've been through college and all that, shaitza, but nobody was passionate as you were. So into it, and it made me able to just jump into our playroom and just say our lines and be in the moment.
Yeah, the director was really great too. He got in there, he literally got in there, do it like this or whatever.
Yeah.
He was really good too.
Yeah, I love that he was boom, boom, boom. We did our stuff, then we went home. There was no room, you know, for jokes or...
That's true. There really was no hangout time, right?
No.
It was like, hi, how are you? All right. you're my wife for how many years, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
let's just
right.
get in there. Let's go.
First
bam.
Take, I have what? To kiss you. Yeah.
So when that comes out, because there's actually a really good message there, and I hope, and pray that it's going to turn out really well, and hope it goes viral. I'm going to put a link into the description of this episode. Just keep checking back, and you'll be able to click on it, and you'll get to see our work. It should be lots and lots of fun. Casting directors listening right now, what's a good reason why he should cast you in his project, or her project?
I believe I'm very dedicated. I do more than I'm asked. I just love what I do. I wake up for it. I live it, eat, breathe it. I never thought I would say that. But this is my life now, and I don't regret a thing. Oh, man, I hear my friends and their retail jobs and their nursing jobs, and I'm just like, oh, man. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say other than I wish you better things because it sucks.
So this world's tough. Some people, they want to get that all the holidays. They get the day off. You don't, and they're getting paid for it. And then at the end of the year, you know, they had health insurance, and they had like a 401k. But it's like you're trading your life. Time for money. And we all do that, I guess, huh?
Right. And that's not my issue, though. My issue is I notice a lot of people, like, you clock in, and then everyone usually has a mean boss. Or a mean superior, mean supervisor. It's like usually nothing you've done. It's just that person is taking their stuff from home, bringing it to work, bringing it onto me. I bring that home. It's a cycle. It's a really bad cycle.
Yes, it is.
I don't like, and I've seen a lot, too many times, too many houses, too many friends. I've seen it too much.
I guess I've very seldom have worked in that situation where I had to clock in and clock out. I used to work security at the Playboy Mansion, and that was probably about the only time they actually had time cards. You clocked in, and when you left, you had to put your time card in and clock out. But other than that, I think I've pretty much always worked for myself. Like, if somebody wanted to contact you, is it okay to give out your email address?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm all for
it. I could be wrong, but it looks like, your name's Cindy Lee. It looks like you put Lee in front, LECINDY. But then you have the numbers 333@gmail.com. What is 333? What does that mean?
It's weird, because I've always liked how it made me feel. Ever since I was a kid, I always liked 333. It's 33. And then I found out this year from some random chick, she was like, so if you see a lot of twos in your life, that means good things are coming to you. You see a lot of threes, you have guardian angels around you. And I was
that's good.
Yeah, that was something I already knew. I believe in guardian angels. I know they're by me. I've been through sticky situations and they've helped me out. They're real.
Okay, so lacindy333@gmail.com. And where is the other place online they could find you at? What's the best place?
Instagram's my best way.
I'm looking at your Instagram right now. It looks like MS_Cindy, then LE. MS_Cindy Lee. Yeah, oh, awesome. So where do you live right now? So you live in Los Angeles, Hollywood Hills. Where do you live?
I'm in Echo Park.
Okay, so you're living the dream. You live in LA and you're pursuing an acting career.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. It is the dream, huh? I mean, I'm living it. I can't call it a dream. Someone pinch me.
That's right. Life is but a dream. So it was Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Where'd you get that gig from?
I got that gig a long time ago. I think it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, 2018. Like, how were you getting work back then? Was it through a calling service or?
It was through Central. And
so I'm looking at your Internet Movie Database page. It looks like you have credits starting around like 2018. Is that when you kind of started taking it more professionally?
I started taking it more professionally in May. CSI Vegas, that was the first call. And then it was consistent work Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, I would do commercials, modeling. It came to a point where I had to tell my nursing job, I literally can't come in. And it was 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Finally, it was like, you're going to have to resign because you're not here.
Hey, Cindy, it was great chatting with you, catching up with you. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be listening to the story going, hey, wait a minute, if she can do it, I can do it too. So that's all it takes is somebody who's just about to quit and they tap into one of my podcasts and it's like, wow, she actually lives in LA, living the dream. She has somebody supportive in her life and she's actually out there working. That's amazing. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be on my show. I sincerely appreciate that.
Thank you. So much fun.
And it was fun working with you and I hope to work with you again.
Of course. That's how it happens. We'll see each other again.
All right, Cindy, you take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's give it up for Cindy Lee. If you'd like more information on Cindy, just go to her Instagram page. It's MS_CINDYLE. Or you could just email her at LECINDY333@gmail.com. Coming up on Actors 2020 Podcast, we have the director of The Elevator starring Eric Roberts. His name is Mr. Modi. We have a fantastic actor. His name is Adam Dennis Geiger. Coming up to be interviewed is Dana Lynn Barron
from Be in the Ricardos, and Naomi Grossman from the movie Bite Me. You don't want to miss any of those episodes. Recently, I did another episode of Murder in the Heartland. Secrets of Playboy is airing right now, and I just did a music video with a very famous celebrity, which I can't tell you at the moment. My name is Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye. TeamRiley.com for all your real estate needs. Oh, really? No, Riley. TeamRiley.com.